realm. So I am telling you that this is a failed thing, but we've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies. The reason you're not going to be able to afford your food is because of these failed immigration policies. And the same can go for the hospitality industries, where we have so many of those in the hospitality industry that are saying they do not have the workers that they need right now.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I'm just really excited about this week. As you guys know, if you've been watching us for a while, a lot of this stuff is coming into fruition right now as we're speaking about these trades and what is happening. This is not bro investing. And so I really wanted to take a minute to talk about what is bro investing and why it can hurt your retirement. But before I do, let me say my disclosure here. Everything in this podcast is meant for information and education purposes only. This podcast is not investment or financial advice. So do not make any trades based on anything on this podcast, as this is not financial advice. If you would like financial advice legally, then give us a call, 813-448-3446, and I'm happy to help you with a consultation. One or my advisor, myself or my advisor, could help you with your retirement. If you are concerned about market collapse, if you're concerned about the fear that is bothering you, keeping you up at night, if the market's going to go up, down, or sideways, honestly, we don't even care what the market's doing because we have a plan in place for every situation. If you're not that confident, you don't. If your advisor doesn't know what the standard deviation is or what is actually happening in the market or doesn't even trade the market himself or herself, then you may want to get a second opinion and we might be a good fit. I don't know. You have to give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit us online at CortezWM.com. Most importantly, I got an awesome book here called America First Retirement Plan. You could get a copy of this and I can mail it to you. The only thing we ask is if you book an appointment with us, speak to us 10, 15 minutes, just see what you're doing and how we can help you. And we'll send this book out to you. No strings attached and you don't have to pay for anything. So it's my gift to you. I only have a few hundred left. I think only 100 left actually. They're flying off the shelves. Anyways, I just appreciate you guys over the past few years watching us and, hopefully you've been able to benefit from what is actually happening now. The markets are going down and I've already told you guys how you can make money off of this manipulated market. As you guys know, Trump is imposing tariffs and it's actually a really good thing because what it's actually doing, it's really putting pressure on the Fed and he wants the Fed to lower interest rates. He wants the Fed to stabilize the market. And that's the only thing they know how to do is through monetary policy is raise or lower interest rates. And as they lower interest rates, there's been an emergency meeting that is coming due here very shortly for emergency rate cut. We're looking at possibly 55 basis points, maybe in the next 12 months, 100 basis points, about a good percentage. And this is going to send the stock market in waves. So we're going to talk about what would happen when interest rates do come back up. And what if there is a emergency meeting and they actually lower the interest rates? Sorry, I said raise, but I meant lower interest rates. What does that look like? So bro investing is like, if you get your advice and that advice starts with, hey, bro, you got to go look at this. Bro, check out this article. Like financial advisors, we talk like that when we already know something. But the work is done before the headlines come out. The headline just exacerbates and supports our research. The headlines already is the clue to all the work we've done. You got to show up to battle. Well, guess what? You just don't show up to battle. You actually train so that you can be prepared to battle. And the battle's done before the battle starts. And that's what we've been doing day in and day out. Every stinking podcast we've been doing, we've been calling the shots. We've been making money. We've been protecting our principal. We've been letting you know that I do not care about your feelings. The market does not care about your feelings. It is about the charts. I don't care what anyone says. I was on Stu Peters Financial this weekend and yesterday, and Stu didn't even like what I said. And I'm just like, dude, like I don't care what you say. It's what the charts say. And he was like, really? I said, yeah, really. Like, you can say whatever you want. It doesn't mean jack squat, bro. Doesn't mean jack squat, because the charts don't lie. If you're headline investing, which is bro investing, you're too late to the game. By the time it hits the headlines, the work has already been done. Your bag should be packed, ready to go to your trip and take off. That's like going on an airplane. You just don't show up to an airplane. No, you pack your bags and then you go on the airplane because you expect that flight to get you to that location. Well, that's what we do here every single day. We start packing up. We get ready, our bags ready, because we know that location is going, or this plane is going to that location. Well, when we make our trades, when we make our shot calls, when we make our analysis, that's what we're doing. We're packing our bags because we know there's a train coming and we're catching that ride. We're not getting clobbered by it. So that's all this is. And what's the beautiful part is that me as a trader in the mornings, I'm able to give clients advice. I'm a retirement planner. Like, I love retirement planning. I love talking about safe money, long-term investing, wins all day, every day. There's many things that we can do with green money long-term. So if you're 40 like me, 42 and April 26, actually, if you're in your 40s, you have to put money away right now, like 100 grand. If you have 100 grand in 20 years, that could be worth over $4.5 million, maybe $6 million if you do it right, with compounding interest of 17, 18% with no fees and no risk. Boom. So you got $5 million by the time you're 60 years old. You just take 5, 6% out for the rest of your life, and you're still, by the time you're 90 years old, you're possibly dead. And your family gets $5 million, and you pulled $5 million in your retirement. Like, that's not a bad life. That's a huge gift to give your kids, your family, your loved ones, so that they can do the same thing. Building generational wealth. And you can't do that when you listen to the bros out there. The guys on Facebook, the guys on Twitter. If you're getting your information from Twitter, your financial advice from Twitter, then you're doing it wrong. By the time it hits Twitter, it's old news. You've missed the Amtrak, you missed the itinerary, you missed the boat, call it whatever you want. You missed the bus. And that's what I don't want you guys to do. There's no need for bro vesting. There's no need for that, because people do not know what they're talking about. They're looking at the headlines and they're saying, hey, this is what's happening. And then they formulate their own opinion, and they're not even licensed. They don't even know that Wall Street already has traps for even headlines. More importantly, the headlines are funded by who? Like, it's rumored that Beyonce paid how many millions of dollars to be the number one country artist at CMA? Like, that's a slap in the face to Morgan Wallen or Warren Zeiders or even Nate Smith. Like, give it to Nate Smith, or actually somebody that actually sings well and that has awesome music. And nope, Beyonce got it, which her album was terrible, right? So, I mean, even Post Malone had a better album than Beyonce. And Post Malone's a rapper. But hey, I'm not here to talk about music. The stock market's going down, guys. Like, it is, bear markets are here. Raise your hand if you're excited. If you've been listening to us, man, you are cleaning up nicely. You are cleaning up nicely. Our clients are cleaning up nicely. And I feel bad for people that haven't made any moves. Maybe you're making a move now. You're taking care of it. You've contacted us. We're going to help you. I promise you that. We're going to protect your principal. We're going to put you in a situation where you can make money on a downside. You can make money on the upside. You can make money when it's consolidating sideways. There's only three ways the market moves: downward, sideways, and up. You got to be able to at least make or protect your money 99% of the time. So if the market goes up, you're making money. If the market goes down, you're at least protecting your home base. If it goes sideways, at least you're having some fixed income coming in. So there's different sleeves, there's different situations for different market cycles. And so you got to be able to have that ability to pivot, right? With when there's interest rates going down, there's opportunity in the treasuries. When interest rates go down, there's also opportunities in the markets. But how do we know when to get in the markets? We got to know the no before the plane leaves, before the bus leaves. And that's what I want to teach you guys. That's why people listen to this podcast, because I've done all the research. I've done a lot of work into finding out the information before it gets to it. And that's where chart work and analysis and long hours come into fruition, and a good eye. So as we dive deep into the charts, just know, like, I'm not here to cater to your feelings. You may not like what I have to say, but I am saying what I see. I'm not here to talk about why gold is going to be the best investment in the financial reset. I'm not here to talk about the Iraqi dinar. I'm not here to talk about your appointment with the Iraqi dinar. And no, I think it's stupid to sell your IRA and buy gold. I think it's stupid to buy a gold IRA. Why would you do that? Because the government owns your IRA. You don't even know how much taxes you're going to pay in IRA. And then you're going to buy something that's manipulated by Wall Street. This is bro investing. This is what Fox Business wants you to do. When you look at Glenn Beck, oh, I like Glenn Beck. He's a smart guy. He recommends I buy this gold IRA because Glenn Beck is smart. Meanwhile, he's making $2 or $3 million a year to say that. And you're bro investing. And guess what? You just got murdered today or this week. How did that work? And even if the golds go up, then you're paying a 20-30% commish to these predatorial gold dealers, which I don't recommend. I don't recommend. So be careful on who you pick when you're buying precious metals. I know it's very tempting to buy precious metals when the stock market is going down, but be very careful because precious metals is red money, guys. And if you are going to buy precious metals, the only people that I would recommend that you call are my friends at Cornerstone. And their number is 888-747-3309. Again, 888-747-3309. You can call them. Let them know that Carlos Cortez sent you from Scriptures and Wall Street. And they're just a God family first company. I love them. They're smart people. They're not pushy. They have tons of business, so they're not going to have commission breath. They're literally going to consult you to the best of their ability with your financial situation. I only recommend 20-30% of your liquid assets into it. They may recommend more. That's between you and them and what you think is suitable for you. Just know that I believe that you should have some precious metals, but also money that is guaranteed, money that is protected by contract law. They understand that. They absolutely understand that. And that's why I love them, because we don't step on each other's toes. We actually complement each other, which is extremely rare to have a financial advisor recommend a precious metals dealer. And so Cornerstone is a great God-fearing company. I love the owner, Terry, a great dude and a friend of mine. So give them a call if you would want some type of precious metals. They also do dollar cost averaging, dollar cost savings every single month. So if you want to get on a small plan, you could do that as well. I don't know what their minimum is, but let's just say you want to save $500 into precious metals. They will absolutely send it to your door, and just a sharp company that I like to associate with. So a great company, but more importantly, let's check out the woke media, see what they're saying today. So I haven't even checked the woke media yet, but here we go. Stocks get clobbered as Trump's China trade war intensifies. See the latest. U.S. stock futures plummet as Trump tariffs keep rolling Wall Street. Headline, bro investing. So think about this. You wake up and you read this, or maybe you're done with work and you read this and you call your broker or your advisor or your money manager in the morning. hey, I need to sell. The stock market's down. Terrorist whiplash returns to Wall Street. How bond market helped make Trump blink. I mean, opinion. China knows Trump's breaking point. U.S. 30-year bond auction abates. Worst fears of buyer strike. Like, just reading this, you want to sell out. Mag 7 will no longer be the Mag 7 in 5 years. Oh, my gosh. That means my Tesla. That means my Amazon. That means everything is going to go down. Oh, my goodness. My NVIDIA. Holy smokes. I need to call Bob. Bob never called me. I need to call him. I need to sell. This is bro investing. We haven't even looked at the charts. We haven't even done our research. We're just assuming that Yahoo Finance, CNN, CNBC is right. But check it out. Let's look at the advertisements. Manitoba, don't you want a boat and save $20,000 on this beautiful boat? Cash App, Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal. Who else is advertising here? Del Webb, homes in my Tampa Bay area. So the more panic that we create, I could literally have advertisement, Stretch Financial Wellness. What is this? Stretch. I never even heard of Stretch. So it looks like it's an app for money-related topics to keep you motivated and boost your financial IQ. So probably a subscription app. Southwest. This is all ran by advertising dollars to create fear. It doesn't even have to check out. It doesn't even have to be real. But yet, bro investors will buy this, eat it up, motorboat it, and make transactions based on it and get screwed and wondering what happened. And then they don't take responsibility. They're like, oh man, the stock market's not for me, or this trading stuff is not for me. They get hurt. You see, trading is different from investing. Brovesting is not even anything. It's just a guarantee to lose money. If your friend calls you up and says, hey, buy Bitcoin. Okay. Does that sound right? You bought Bitcoin. I'm a big fan of Bitcoin, but is it time to buy? The answer is no, because I can show you the charts. It's going down. It possibly is going down to 62. Then I'm going to be buying it. I'm not going to buy it now. Now, if you have 5, 10, 20 years and you want to buy the dip, I get it. Even though that's brovesting as well, you have a long-term plan. As long as you're saving monthly into that, that will work possibly. Provided we don't get a 60%, 70% drawdown. Actually, on Bitcoin, that is the average cycle every 6-7 years. So it just goes down 60-70%. And once it hit 110, it possibly will get to 62,000. I've been saying that for weeks now. And I've been called, you know what? Oh, you're an idiot. You don't know nothing. Okay. I'm not here to cater to your feelings. I'm just calling it what I see in the charts. You know, people get emotional about these stock picks. They get emotional about the markets. And Wall Street does not care about your freaking emotions. It's that simple. People don't understand that. And that's what I'm getting at. And we gotta be smart. We gotta be diligent. We just have to be diligent, guys. And that's all I'm saying is that having a professional look at your current situation will benefit you. You have a higher rate of success in having a retirement that will be there if you hire a professional that actually knows how to trade, that actually knows where the market's going, that understands the manipulations. I don't just say this. Look, just for poops and giggles, this is a $50,000 cash account. You know, this is a cash account that I traded just in 6-7 days. Aggressively conservative, meaning like I'm going to trade every day, but my allocations, my risk was conservative. And we just made $9,000 on this week's, just on a $50,000 account. Like, this is no BS. Just on the things that I talk about, the TZAs, the VIXIs, the SPXS, just just buying some calls and doing some puts. And yes, TMF is looking good. We'll talk about that here shortly and why I think that's going to be a gangster trade. I also love TQQQ. I'll remember to talk about that and do analysis on that. Again, not investment advice. This is just information, education purposes only. But I will want to talk about that. But before I do, please check out our sponsor, Get Me Lean USA. I was a fat guy. I said it many times. I'm still not happy with my weight. I'm working on myself. But transformation takes discipline and it takes time. But check out Get Me Lean USA and get you some peptides, get you some fit, get you some lean, lose some weight, build some muscle. Let's get in shape. Great company, God America First company. And I love these guys, man. They are naturally based. Everything is plant and animal based. And it's made here in America. You don't need to take Ozempic anymore. You don't need to take Mounjaro or whatever shot you're taking to lose weight, semaglutide, because all those GLP-1s are literally eating your intestines. And as soon as you get off of it, you gain all your fat back. You blow up like a potato, even bigger than what it was. So you're constantly on it. So get off of it and get on some natural products and replace it with real, real peptides. From getmeleanusa.com. This is going to be a company that blows up. So you want to be able to share this opportunity with your friends and family. There's no, there is a business side to it. You can actually make a few bucks just by offering it to your friends and your family. And I promise you, once they see you in your transformation, they're going to ask you, what are you doing? And just let them know that, hey, these products do work and you too can make a few bucks a month. But I support them and they support our show. They support our message. They support our listener base. So go to getmeleanusa.com and get you a subscription. It's cheaper if you do a subscription. You can cancel anytime, by the way. There's no pressure. But get you some Get Me Lean USA and let's get healthy together. So you want to lose weight. You've been on the peptide journey, but you haven't tried the best one out there. And these are natural-based peptides that actually work. Imagine being able to lose weight, control what you eat, portion control, hit your protein goals, and it really isn't that hard. You no longer have to worry about expensive monthly shots that you have to take, that you don't even know what's doing to your body. This is my before and after, and you can see how effective this is. Try it out for 30 days. You can cancel anytime. There's no gimmicks. Made here in America and completely safe. No side effects. All you got to do is click the link below. And let's get in shape. All right. So if anything, if I resonate with you today in this podcast, I want you to understand that we're here to help. All you got to do is go to CortezWM.com, book an appointment, fill out some basic information, tell us about what you like and dislike about your current accounts. And then let's just have a conversation. Let's just see if we're a great fit. Most people that call us, they're scared. And that's okay. They're scared. They're skeptical. They don't understand what's happening in the market. They just see red. And if that's you, we want to help you. No BS. We want to just literally give you a conversation. Maybe it's a red pill. Maybe it's a hard pill to swallow. Well, you can stay where you're at and not grow or continue in this pattern that you're in where you're not satisfied, or you can get red pilled. And I could tell you the truth on what you exactly have by our ABC process. We have a color of money process, which is like a red pill. And we even have a link below this podcast called the ABCs. I'll have Mike put it underneath the description of that podcast. It's a very, very, very effective podcast. And before you give us a call, we just ask that you watch that podcast so that when you're calling us, our meeting is very, very productive because you're on the same page as us. And maybe, just maybe, you want to make a transformation. We're not here to step on anyone's toes, but we're here to transform portfolios and get you fit financially, health and wealth, by honoring the cross, by honoring America and your family. So if that's you, give us a call, 813-448-3446, and we'll go ahead and get to the charts right now. All right, guys, I just wanted to do part two here. So much stuff happening, as you can see with the markets. I wanted to basically do part one and part two this weekend. guys, we are in some turbulent times. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to show you. Personally, me, it was a great trading week for those of you that like to trade. Again, there's green money out there. Green money is for people that just want to protect their money while we're in this bear, I would say a bear market cycle. So the recession is coming. We are already in the bear market. This is not conspiracy. This is actual factual. And we predicted this literally for over a year now. I said they would crash the markets on Trump. Go all the way back on my Rumble channel and look at the thumbnails. Look at they will crash the markets on Trump. Look at that date. I said they will have. I said this would happen. Just looking at the charts, not even looking at, you know, the politics, not even looking at my own emotions. And people looked at me like if I had a unicorn growing out of my forehead. It's time. It is time to protect yourselves, guys. We are here. We are here in the financial crash. This is going to be worse than 2008. So the way this actually works is basically the market goes down and then it shoots up 500, 600, 700, even 1,000, 2,000 points. People jump in. You get manipulated. Hey, like, hey, we're back. We're back. And boom, psyche, boom. Market collapse, another 10, 20%. So I think we're going to go down another 20% from here. I'm pretty certain that what we're going to see is just a complete destruction in the stock market, a bloodbath. For those of you that know how to take advantage of it, good on you. For those of you that have a 401k, give us a call, 813-448-3446. Let us give you advice on what to do. Sometimes you cannot move out of your 401k, and that is fine. I can't give investment advice on this podcast, but what many people are doing is they're just going to fixed income. If you go to fixed income, basically you're picking the most conservative. You're getting out of the stock market, and you're getting into the credit debt markets, the bond market, and you're just basically getting a yield while we wait for the markets to just collapse. And that is a safe play. This is the year to not worry about returns, guys. This is a year to protect what you made last year. This is a year to protect what you made back from COVID if you didn't sell out. But if you're 60, 65, you don't have the time to be messing around with this. You need green money, in my opinion, to have an account that protects your principal. Look, I trade the stock market every single day. I love it. I'm a fan of it. I like the manipulations. I'm up 20%. Here's a $50,000 account. I turned it to $59,000 just in 5 days. Like, I love the volatility. This is fun for me. But I know that it requires a lot of work to do these things, to buy a TMF, to buy a TZA, when to sell SPXS, when to sell SPXL, all these leverage ETFs that I love, and buying the call options on them and buying the puts. I made a boatload of money on Johnson & Johnson just selling them. How cool is that, right? To make money off of Johnson & Johnson's demise. I'm going to be talking about that probably next week. I was shorting Johnson & Johnson and it felt good. Is that evil to say? It felt good. But, oh, man, just so many things that are out there, guys. Like, I'm looking at the headlines and people are bro investing. Oh, look at the headlines. If you're investing based on the headlines, you missed a party. You are bro investing. That's bro investing. You want to make sure your work is done so that when the headlines come out, it's already supporting your research. It's supporting your position. It's securing your bag. It is making you money, the headlines. And that's what I like to do. You got to get in before it gets the headlines. It's like buying a 4 or 5 star Morningstar mutual fund. What I used to sell as a financial corporate representative, Series 7, blah, blah, blah. I used to sell the Morningstar reports and like, oh, this is a 5-star Morningstar. That's what they taught me as a 23-year-old is to basically show them the Morningstar report. They're the greatest third party. They're like the Carfax of investments. And I would sell off the 4- and 5-star Morningstar, and then the next year wouldn't perform. It would get downgraded to like a 2-star. I'm like, I thought it was already 5-star. What is going on here? And what it was is that that mutual fund, that particular fund already made its course. So be extremely careful of your advice that you're getting. Is your advice coming from the big banks that they really don't even agree with what you agree with? And I think you know where you stand there. Have you had the opportunity to ask your advisor, hey, what is going to happen with the stock market collapsing right now? Are we catching a falling knife? What are we doing? Do we have a guarantee on our money somewhere? Can we put money away in a guaranteed fixed income bucket? You will be surprised on what they said. Like, well, something like that doesn't exist. We can't really do that because they're going to tell you to stay in the market. This is a cookie cutter, typical advisor response. Stay in the market. Stay in the market. We're in it for the long haul. If you're 65 years old, are you really in it for the long haul? If you've lost 20%, it would take you over 40% to make your money back. Where in the heck are you going to get 40% without, you know, without changing lanes? You got to stay in your lane. So that means now, as you get retired, you have to become an aggressive investor to make that 40% at 65 years old or 60 or whenever. Maybe you're 45 and mom and dad left you inheritance and you have $500,000, $1 million. What are you doing right now to guarantee that principal, to allocate that principal into an environment that is going to grow for you, that is not going to have crazy fees, that is not going to hurt you? You see, when we have green money conversations, we have an account that will protect your money, that can grow with the NASDAQ, that doesn't have fees, that, hey, if the stock market goes to hell in a handbasket, you lose nothing. You absolutely lose nothing. You pay nothing. Your principal's not at risk. It's backed by an insurance company. You see, most advisors, most financial consultants, hopefully they have a securities license. But unfortunately, they only operate in securities. They don't talk about the safe money side because their banks, they're at, wherever their culture is, whoever their culture is a part of, Wall Street does not allow for them to talk about insurance on your money because they don't get paid on it. It's a different license, and it's also ordained and chartered by different states. So what I do differently is I play in both space. I believe that you need to be in a market strategically, but I also believe you need a guarantee on your money. For some of you, you want all your money to be guaranteed and you're okay with only having access to 10% a year. But I'm okay with growing my assets and only having access to 10% a year. In exchange, this financial institution that has been around for 100 years and A-rated and have dollar for dollar in reserves, in exchange, they're going to guarantee my money. They're going to be involved in anti-CBDC tactics, meaning the government can't take away my account. I am actually an account owner. I'm not a participant. It's based on my life. It's based on my state. It's based on my homestead. And all the gains that the market does without literally being involved, directly impacted by the negative losses of the stock market, whether it's the S&P, whether it's the Dow, whether it's the NASDAQ, they're going to allow me to only have the upsides. Sign me up. Go to greenmoneysolutions.com. Pick your option. This is literally how you protect yourselves from a downward spiral. Guys, we're going even further down. Don't get involved in this hype of the stock market's coming back up. It is not. We passed that boat. We are officially in bear market territory. Bear markets are extremely volatile. The volatility index is hovering over 40. It hasn't been 13 in a while, or it was for over 2 or 3 years now. For the past 18 months, it's been at 13. It's been so boring. We've been in this consolidation for a long time. I've said it again, that we are in this bouncy ball environment where you throw a ball in a hallway, you have a floor and a ceiling, and then eventually what happens is the hallway runs out of this channel. This consolidation sideways pattern goes up and down, and at the end of the hallway, there's an opening. Well, that bouncy ball has to either go up or off the cliff. And where do you think we're going? Because we've lost momentum. We've had pressures with China. We've had pressures with inflation. We have pressures with the inverted yield curve. All these leading indicators, on top of consumer sentiment not being favorable, we have all of these things happening right now. And your 401k, your IRA is just there sitting like a duck getting murdered. And so what this actually invites, it invites fear, it invites uncertainty and doubt. Fearful because you don't have anyone to talk to. You just don't. You have no one you can trust. Uncertainty because there's no plan. And you don't have anybody to talk to and you don't have any plan. And you're doubtful because you possibly are feeling defeated, confused, and because you're fearful and uncertain, that basically brings a whole environment of just doubt. And so you embrace these feelings and you feel helpless when all we had to do was do something in the beginning to not allow the fear in. And so 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind." And the word of God actually tells us not to worry. But we do anyway. We do. And it's very easy to worry when we see our accounts dwindling, our future dwindling, our money that we've worked our whole lives dwindling. It's very emotional. I get it. But now's not the time to be emotional. Now's the time to be proactive. I'm going to show you charts. I'm not BSing. This is completely raw. I haven't even seen the charts today. I'm splitting this up so I can give you a fresh take, because come Monday morning, I don't know what we're going to see. The overall trend is down, but there could be news tomorrow. There could be news Sunday. There could be news Monday morning that hits. There could be an emergency rate cut meeting this weekend. As tax day approaches, people are going to try to sell off whatever their gains they've had. They probably wiped out. So we want to help you. So if you need help with your retirement or your investments, or maybe you're 40 something years old like me, and you know, Social Security is not going to be around, and you have $100,000 to put away, $150,000 to put away, do it. Lock it up. Make that $100,000 in 20 years, $4.5-5 million, maybe six. Make it grow, because you're not going to have Social Security the way we're going right now, in my opinion. It's supposed to go away by 2033, which is right around the corner. So my generation and younger, you are down a creek out of luck. So you gotta do something now, guys. Now's a great time. If you're my age or a little older, you can reposition your assets, possibly even refinance your portfolio, is what I like to call it, where we can take advantage of lower pricing indexing, index your portfolio, lock in those prices right now so that your account can be stabilized and that you completely get all the upside. Also, on the green money side, I've gotten this question a lot. It could be your 401k if it's rollable. It could be your IRA money. It could be Roth money. It could be money underneath the mattress. It could be money in your gun safe. It does not matter where or what kind of money it is. The only requirement is that it's legal money, right? It's not money that needs to be washed or anything like that. So as long as you paid taxes on the money, or it's in a retirement account or in a checking account somewhere, you can move any types of money into green money. So I wanted to make sure that you guys knew what I was talking about. So what I want to do today, or right now, is I actually want to talk about the charts. You've heard me yabble for what I think is going to happen, but let's quantify it, right? Let's go ahead and show the charts, because at the end of the day, that's what matters, baby. Nothing else. I don't care what anyone says. The data is where it's at. All right. So this is my day trading chart. So before I actually get into this, so if we look at gold, this is on a 1 minute, 2 minute, 30 minute, 1 hour time frame. So gold is going up. This is on a daily. Gold is going up. Look at this bar. We've had massive runs on gold. Just be careful, guys, because it is a commodity and this sucker is going to come down one day. So yeah, just be very, very careful. We actually are getting a pattern here. Interesting pattern. Right there. So if it actually comes down, actually, no, we do have a pattern. 1, 2, 3. So check it out. I'll teach you some skills here, or something I see. So you see how it touches here? 1. Oh, crap. What did I do? See how it touches here? Touches here. And then boom, it kisses that trend line. Always, if it's on the top of this trend line, 90% chance we're going to have a breakout. And that's exactly what happened. But here we go. We're getting a possible another trend line right here. So we're getting another trend line right about here. From here to there, I would say. It's kind of getting sloppy. But all right, so if this is another trend line, and this could be interesting, guys, because it can come right back to this line, come back up, hit the line again, and then boom, take off again. So that's what could happen. That's what I think could happen. I could be wrong. Again, it's not about what I think, it's what the charts say. But let's go ahead and bust out my predictor. This thing is so cool. Got a buy signal back in over here. And this is telling me we got a green dot here. This is going nuts. I got green traffic lights here. Yeah, gold's going up even higher. Like, we could be seeing, look at the volume on this sucker. It's at 3,200, right? 3,102. We could be at 34, possibly by the end of next week. I mean, this thing is kicking. This is on a daily too, which is hard to move. The weekly is even harder. So my weekly chart, my daily chart, my 4 hour chart, all green bars, my 1 hour chart, you could day trade this, possibly make some money. My 30 minute at the end of close on Friday 11th, it's all green. So it's going up. But don't get suckered into these gold IRA guys. Don't get sucked. That doesn't mean you just go out and buy a gold IRA. If you're going to buy precious metals, contact my guys at Cornerstone Financial or Cornerstone Asset Metals. And their number is 888-747-3309. Again, 888-747-3309. Let them know that I sent you and that you want to allocate a portion of your assets into the precious metals market. Gold is pretty baller right now. All right, so I want to talk about TQQQ. Look at this bloodbath that we're having here. Holy smokes. Just massive. All right. So TQQ is two times the NASDAQ. So the NASDAQ has been getting its ass kicked, and we know that it's losing steam. So what to do? What to do? There's so much to talk about here. So this is why the market, a bear market. All right. So this is perfect. This is what I wanted to talk about. So a bear market, when it turns over, like, here's what's nasty about this. Look at this run up from 2023. This is the Magnificent Seven. This is the Magnificent Seven that everybody, NVIDIA, Amazon, Tesla, Microsoft, you know, the Magnificent Seven. The whole stock market was based on the Mag Seven. And guess what? The whole stock market's going to be based on big tech. Look at this sucker. We are going to an all-time new low. It's not out of the, I mean, it's not out of the park to say, hey, we might, on TQQQ, we could go see these lows here at 15. It's at 48. Guys, that's another daggone, that's like a 45, that's more, no, that's more than a 50% drop. So this is times two. So if it's 50% drop, we're looking at a possibly 25% drop on a NASDAQ. Let me pull up the Qs. It's the same chart, just exacerbator times two. Yep, see? So I'm going to get something here. Got a new zone here. So yeah, we're probably looking at the previous low, October 23, before it just took off. It's 341. So if the NASDAQ hits this 341, what's gonna happen is it hits this new low here, and it just, because this is a massive new low, you guys know what happens. It just skyrockets. And I am going to be watching this like a hawk, because I want to make money on the way down. And I sure as heck am going to sell my Aston Martin and put it all in TQQQ and buy those call options around here. And we're going to make a bunch of money. Again, not investment advice. This is something I want to do personally, but I'm just podcasting about what I see. I'm not recommending this, just letting you know what the setups are. But here's what's really, really fascinating. And this is very exciting for me personally as a retirement planner, and for you, because this show is about the cross and how I can help you in your retirement. So imagine you got here. Imagine there is an account that you could say, you know what? I want to guarantee my principal, but I also want the upswings of the NASDAQ. So you call us up and you say, Carlos, I want that QQQ fund that never loses money. Perfect. I know exactly what you're talking about. We can do this in every state except for North Carolina, unfortunately. So we lock in here. You call us June 21st. Your principal never gets lower than that. June 21st. Let me move my little dagger here. And then June of 2022, we lock in those gains here. You made all that. Stock market falls off. We speak the following year. Hey, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, sorry, you got a zero. You made nothing. You lost nothing. You made nothing. So now your starting point is here, and you're making all of this upswings up to your anniversary date, back to June, May, June. So now you made all that. So that will go proportionately. Okay. Then the market fell off again, and then you made all that. The following June, market went up again. You made all that. The following June, market went down and then came back up. You made up that percentage. Market fell off. But what happened back here in 21 when that, that NASDAQ took a dip, the following year it just took off. Literally like 100% in 3 years. Guys, we are seeing a bigger possible dip than what we saw previously. You could lock in, if you call us this week, you could lock in at a very all-time low, even here or even here, if it goes even worse, you're going to make all of this in a retirement account, no fees, no risk, lock in those gains. If you lost money, now's time to give us a call. Let's transform your portfolio. You can get into this with no fees and no risk. This is green money at its best. You don't even have to know what I know about trading. You don't have to buy options. Let the insurance company handle all of that. And all you got to do is just chill, relax, set it, forget it. Let the NASDAQ crash or skyrocket. It will skyrocket. We will get out of this because AI is going to be the technology that gets us out of recession like it did in 01, like it did in 2008, technology always gets us out of recession, guys. Hands down, 80, 90%, it's either healthcare or technology. And what's the number one technology right now? You guessed it, it's going to be AI. So AI is the future. It is the thing that's going to get us out of recession. It's that simple, man. So we are experiencing a massive correction. This is going to be worse than COVID. This is worse than COVID. Look at this. What? Dude. Look at this sharp turn. Look at this. This was over 10 months. We did it in 2 months. This was in 10 months. This was in 2 months. Which is worse, that one or this one? You be the judge. This is worse than COVID. And if your friends say, hey, bro, Tesla is going down, we need to buy it. Hey, bro, if your investment starts with, hey, bro, if your investment advice starts with the words, hey, bro, you might be bro investing. That's simple. Yeah, this is not bro investing. We want to look at charts. We want to look at mathematical formulas. We want to make sure that our homework is done before it hits the news. And I'm telling you right now, the homework is done. We are hitting an all-time low on the NASDAQ. Let's check out the S&P 500. This thing is nasty, man. So I think we're going to hit possibly, in my trading group, they're thinking 3,600 is going to be the new low on the S&P. So if it hits this, which I think it will, it is going to fire back up. And it's going to happen quick, guys. So what happens is on this cliff, we're going to see rallies. It's not going to go straight down. It's going to come back up and rally down, and boom, skyrocket in. I'm going to be talking about this every single week, multiple times a week. I'll go live. Just go to my podcast on Rumble. Scriptures in Wall Street. I'm going to be updating you on opportunities, on what ETFs, what funds are going to react the best. I'm talking about making money when the market goes down. Again, this is not investment advice. This is what I do personally. This is what something I would like to educate people on. Is not investment advice. If you want investment advice, give me a call, 813-448-3446. This is something that I enjoy doing. I love predicting the markets. I love talking about the markets. And I'm telling you, we're in bear market territory right now. And if you have an IRA 401k, give us a call. Let us help you maintain your retirement. That's simple. So this weekend, be very, very careful. Have a plan to give us a call. Have a plan to do something with your retirement. We want to help you. If you're a God-fearing patriot, you will be supporting a God-first, America-second company that aligns with you spiritually, medically, financially, economically, socially. And if that is what you want with the smarts of my experience of trading these accounts, plus retirement planning, so that you know exactly what your future looks like, so that you have already set away the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, because you can talk to somebody that you like and trust, that you can have certainty so that you have not doubt, but hope, because you have a plan in place. You have confidence and you have hope. Get rid of the FUD in your life. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Get that in your portfolio and we can help you. All you got to do is just give us a call. Visit us at CortezWM.com, 813-448-3446. We want to help all of America that are God-fearing patriots, that think like us, that want advice that is not cookie-cutter advice from the mainstream media. I'm out of here, guys. God bless, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.